Yankee Lima K4RYL Mobile. Cross 95 Augusta Road, Malden Road, Augusta Road, Greenville, monitoring.
YL N4ZLK. Good afternoon, Ryland.
So are you dodging the rain out there in a UPS truck? This is K4RYL.
Got a few little sprinkles. I'm trying to dodge it. Yesterday it didn't work out. I got absolutely drenched. I was about 3:30. I got drenched and my shoes were still wet this morning when I got up.
I was down there at the office and the bottom dropped out and we had flooding in the office and all kinds of good stuff, which we filter water, so that water wasn't for filtering though. A couple of our conference rooms, stuff like that, we had to get out vacuums and stuff. The water was pouring through. That was pretty epic. As a new guy, hopefully I earned some brownie points with the president and founder of the company. I was talking to him about something and happened to notice that his truck, his GMC out there, right out in front of the office, had the windows down during all that stuff, so I implored that he get his windows rolled up.
Yeah, it was coming down like crazy. And talking about fresh water, that's really fresh, right out of the sky into your office.
The joke I made, a couple of people laughed at that, and a couple of people just went on about vacuuming, furiously trying to get water out of the carpet and all that stuff. But, I actually thought of you. I saw one of those UPS drop trailer there in the hole that our office, out my office window, and started smiling. But yesterday I had a heck of a fiasco right there around the time all that rain hit. We had a truck going from Salt Lake City, stopping in Nebraska to pick up product, and then come in, deliver, and then another truck was supposed to come in, pick up product, stop in Nebraska to pick up product for Salt Lake City and go back. So it was a cross-country transfer, and everything went well with the trip out to Greenville, but the truck that came and picked up, the dispatch swore, was a 53-foot drive van. They sent us a reefer, and we only had about 48 feet of space. And couldn't load everything we wanted to, set the warehouse into an absolute tizzy trying to get everything on the truck. And that was not successful. The pallets had to be reworked and all that stuff. And then the trucker came back and said, no, we sent you a 53-foot-5 dry van. And I'm sending the dispatch pictures of refrigerator and the gen set on the back on the trailer and all that stuff. They stiffed us for several feet. So we had a fiasco going on during all that rain.
Sounds like it. That's crazy. Sometimes they don't listen or something gets confused in between when you request and where they send it out. You get the wrong size trailer there. Yeah, I was sitting at a dock when it opened up and I was waiting for it to kind of break a little bit so that before I got out and swapped trailers. And then FedEx shows up and looking for a dock, and at the place I was, there's only one dock available. Well, there's one dock for each trailer. And I needed to pull out so he could get in and then grab his. So I jumped out, got all sopping wet, switched trailers, pulled away, and then realized he was just sitting there waiting for the rain to stop too. So I really got wet for nothing.
Oh, yeah, that didn't sound fun at all. we had such a fiasco going on that the rain was only icing on the cake, and so it was a wild day yesterday. A little bit quieter today, but the world of logistics, it's basically like herding cats. There's days I look out those windows, though, and I'm like, man, I kind of wish I was back in the truck.
Not as stressful as what you do now. There are days when it can be stressful, but most of the time it's just driving around. You can only go to one place at a time.
The thing that just really got under my skin the most is the fact that the trucker won't just say, oh, yeah, we did send you a reefer, instead of trying to somehow tell me that it's 53 feet in total length. And I'm like, yeah, if you measured on the outside, the inside, you only got 48 feet to load because you got all the refrigeration equipment in front of that front bed, behind that front wall. So you can only load so much usable space. And, if I owned the company or owned the trucking company or whatever, I would just be like, you know what, I profusely apologize. We would love to keep seeing your business. We apologize for it. We'll cut the rates by such and such going back, and we'd love for you to use us again. But instead, they are they're busy telling me you did not see what you just saw. That was not a reefer. And I'm like, the president of the company standing here looking at it, too. He's not happy about it. So we all stood around and looked at it, and the driver just didn't seem to even care. So. But it is one of the things that when you have to make the decisions, and the warehouse people, like on Monday morning, there's several people out, and I'm probably going to have to jump out there in the warehouse, roll the sleeves up, and download a shipping container, import container from China. And go out there and help. None of it's palletized. It has to be manually downloaded. So I'll be out there doing that Monday morning when the container is supposed to get there. It was supposed to be there today, but that didn't work out either.
It's there early enough that you don't have to be out there in the afternoon heat. And 48 to 53 doesn't sound like a lot, but you can put a lot of material in that amount of space.
I know that firsthand. I mean, he cut us off by that much. I mean, there were pallets we couldn't put on there. Busy trying to tear down, had to go, and all that stuff, and trying to prioritize and just go into absolute damage control. So it was bad putting those people through there, especially as hot as it was in there from as hot as it was before it started raining. Then the rain hit, so everything, you know, with it backed up to the hole like that, it's not perfectly sealed. There was rain coming in off the top of the trailer and all that stuff, and trying not to get stuff wet. So it was an adventure, but I've had many of those in my career.
Reefer to kind of cool it down in there for you?
Was not. He just sat there grinning like he was in on it or something like that. I'm sure he got a call from his dispatch, and his dispatch was like, yeah, you know, you hooked up to the wrong trailer, but the dispatch is sitting there telling me that I'm looking at a 53 foot, and I'm like, no, I'm not. I'll send you pictures. Here's a full picture of it.
A lot of that going around nowadays where people try to tell you you're not seeing what you're seeing.
K4RYL5D. Yeah, that's one of my biggest things, and I think it really came to me, I think, after college, and I moved to Charleston. I had a roommate that would do just the wackiest stuff in front of, like, four or five people, break something, tear something up or whatever, and we're all standing there watching, and then immediately be like, I didn't do that, and we're all like, yeah, all five of us just stood there and watched you do it. Nope, I didn't do it. You can't prove I did it. And be serious, and not be joking. So that's one of my biggest pet peeves out of people is telling me I did not just see what I just saw.
Sound like he had what am I trying to say? His childhood sounds like he was given a lot of liberties and treated like he never did anything wrong.
He was definitely one of those, and that's dispatcher was kind of acting like that, and it's like I'm on the phone with him and all that, and I'm like, yeah, I'm standing here looking at it right now. He's like, no, that's a 53-foot. I have that equipment down as serial number, and I'm like, yeah, your serial number doesn't even work with this. And he's like, well, I'm going to have to check when the driver gets back, and then we'll talk about possibly reducing. And I'm like, no, you're going to reduce. You're definitely going to reduce. You got me coming reduce the rate. You got the myself and the president of the company ready to come after you right now. So.
But today's world, all you got to do is take pictures. You can prove it. You can show him video, right? I mean, he can see it. I don't know. It's crazy. Well, I don't know. Good luck to you. Maybe he lives in a different type of world out wherever he was.
Yes, he's out in the Midwest somewhere, so he's just trying to get out of having to reduce what he charged us. So. Boy, I tell you one thing, up near the mountains, it's the darkening skies and all that stuff up there. There's some really impressive lightning going off right now, I'm seeing.
Good shower that went through on the radar came down from Brevard and Rosman, came over the mountain down through Traveler's Rest and disappeared down towards the south. It's headed towards Anderson now.
Happened because my dad, now that I live back in town, my dad has become like kind of my personal weather service. since I've lived here, I think he's trying to like steer me away from going and doing certain things and all that stuff. I'm going, you know, being a single man with no kids, I'm going to go and be social at one of the places here in downtown Greenville. Now that I've left the office, I'm driving through downtown right now, and he's given me, I was leaving the office, I sent him a picture of all the storms on the horizon. guys, and he's, like, giving me live tracking from WYFF News and all that stuff. So, bless his heart, and he cares for me. It's funny getting all the weather updates and stuff like that, buddy.
It's funny, but I've got a... My oldest is 33, married, three kids, three daughters, and he lives in Traveler's Rest. And yesterday and today, I was watching the radar, and it's... massive storm system was moving right towards him, and I texted him both times and said, hey, batten down the hatches. And he just laughed and said, yeah, it looks like it. And then both days, it right before it got to where he was, it kind of dwindled out and went around him and went below him. So he didn't get anything, but I'm doing the same thing. I don't know if Dad's ever outgrow that.
It's always going to be your dad, and, you know, you'll look at your son and be like, you know, you'll always be, you know, he'll always be your son, no matter how old he is, how old you are. So it's one of those things. I totally understand it. I laugh, but every once in a while I'll do something like one evening we had some storms roll through, and I got the Yagi, I got the aero antenna out and the radios and all that stuff, like I was going to work a satellite and made sure I got pictures of me standing outside with a lightning rod in my hand, and he just about freaked out.
To take a picture of you with a kite in the air and a metal string with a key on the end of it.
he'd probably come drive to my house. I don't live too far from where I grew up, and from my dad's house is the house I grew up in. So he's not too far away. He would probably come to the house and literally come see me on that one. Anyway, all right, you have a good evening there. I'm finding parking, and I'm getting ready to jump out and try to head indoors before it looks like this rain rolls through. So you have a good evening, and I'm sure we shall chat later. 73s, and I'll say Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Lima, have a good evening, and we shall chat later. I'll be clear on your final.
Have a great weekend. Nice chatting with you. I'm pulling back on the yard in about 2 minutes. K4RYL and 4ZLK 73.